I think it really amounted to just one little show that I think maybe I neglected to show up for a show or something, or I can't remember how it happened. There were a couple of, I was just tired of playing in Lawrence and Kansas City and wanted to be touring, and those guys were in school and couldn't do it. And we had these silly little gigs in Lawrence and KC, and I was just frustrated. I think maybe it was just an instance where one little thing, and you know, being young and hot-headed, somebody said, well, hey, let's, you know, screw this. If this is the way it's going to be, and stuck by the decision, everybody else said, well, fine, you know, like that kind of thing. It was just people getting grouchy and not getting what they wanted, you know. There was too many people pulling in different directions. And I think Brad and Dan and I had been playing for so long at that point, and we were just getting kind of tired of each other. I had a serious girlfriend for the first time, and, you know, lots of things, you know, just silly little things. I was more interested in my girlfriend, maybe, a little bit at that time. I wasn't. And the interest was waning as far as what we were doing. The kind of music that I was listening to, you know, I wasn't interested so much in doing what the Vitreous Humor thing. I wanted to be a different, you know, wanted to have a new start, you know. And with regrets, I mean, that was what that was. We spent like a year away from each other. I did, you know, a 360 and started, you know, I just wanted to do something totally different, and was tired of that name following us around, because we had a, you know, I mean, for being well known, you also, I mean, there's other stuff that is attached to that that, like, is not as positive that I thought. I think a lot of people thought of us as prima donnas, and, you know, kind of, I don't know. I want to do something different.